As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
We have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked. And I would say virtually every single person in that huddle was pretty animated about, our disappointment and how we were playing.
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me tonight, it's my guy, Pelicans beat writer for The Athletic, Will Guillory. Will, what's up?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. Glad to be back on the pod. It's been a while since me and you did one for sure.
I know.
And it's been pretty quiet on the Pels beat. It's not like anybody's doing any crazy dunks on the internet or anything like that. So, as usual, just chill vibes on the Pels beat. Just chill vibes.
Always. Let's start in Memphis, where the jawless Grizzlies beat the Nets 132-120. Man, well, this was a really fun game because it looked like the Grizzlies were going to take control of this. Then inevitably, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving claw back into this. But the Grizzlies, to their credit, adjusted their defense and were able to get the lead back and won this game handily.
Yeah, the first word I wrote down, you know, from my notes for this game was just insanity. This game was just all over the place. Just buckets from everywhere. The Grizz scored 40 points in the first quarter. Brooklyn comes out, drops 42 in the third. Like you said, Kyrie and KD are just going nuts. I wrote down, they were putting on an art display. That's how KD would probably describe it. It was just artistry, what they were doing out there. I mean, it was just beautiful basketball. When you see those two dudes going off, it's just like there's nothing like that, what those two guys can do on the court together. And right after they do that, they drop 42 in the third, and then they get held to 16 in the fourth. The Grizzlies just lock it in. They put Brandon Clark in that center. They start moving around on defense, and they just completely locked it down, ran away with this game. It's crazy. They were without Ja Morant, and they won this game with their depth. They were just way deeper than Brooklyn. They got like 40-something points from the bench. Basically, all of the points for Brooklyn was KD and Kyrie, and that's what won it in the end. Just a big-time effort from Memphis. And now Memphis, 15-2 without Ja Morant in the lineup. 15-2 without that best player. It's crazy what they're doing down there. And you got to give a lot of credit to that front office because they have an extremely deep roster, young guys, athletic, and they just proved it again tonight.
Yeah, that's their 50th win for this season for the Grizzlies, which is just astounding how they've gotten there. Yeah, the depth really did stick out in this game because the Nets get 11 points from their bench. And the Grizzlies have their bench come in and carry them at times. DeAnthony Melton was awesome tonight. He hit 6 out of 10 threes, finished with 23 points, 4 boards. And they just play with just such pace and energy. They had 27 fast break points. They had 33 second chance points. I mean, that there's the game right there. And this is how they continue to win games. So they had 16 offensive rebounds, and they just continue to just come at you. And you know, the Nets had a lot of careless turnovers. They had 14 turnovers tonight. A lot of them just felt a little bit careless. A lot of them from Kevin Durant, which you know, that's been a part of KD's game for a while, just because he's 7 feet tall, he handles the ball a lot, but tonight felt like a few of those led to too many points for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, it just felt like it was a lot on KD and Kyrie, and they were delivering for sure in that third quarter. But I think after a while, the usage was just a little bit too much. They needed one more guy to kind of take off the pressure on those two, and they just couldn't find it. And the Grizzlies just kept coming. Threes just kept dropping. They ended up with 19 threes. It just kept rolling, and they just couldn't keep up. I mean, a big-time win for Memphis. And we always said, man, that's going to be a dangerous team when they get to the playoffs. I can't wait to see what Memphis looks like in the playoffs. And we know the secret weapon. If they get behind in the series, just sit Ja. It's an automatic win no matter what. We've seen it this year. Problem solved.
Yeah, game one, you lose game one, just sit Ja for game two.
And just sit Ja. It'll be fine.
Good news for Nets fans. You might see this version of the Nets a lot more because Kyrie Irving is going to be able to play home games for the Nets. The vaccine mandate has been lifted for entertainers and athletes in the state of New York. So good news for Nets fans moving forward. Any thoughts on that?
I just think it's good for the NBA. You know, I was joking about KD and Kyrie with the artistry, that art display they put on in the third quarter. But, man, I just love seeing those two dudes play basketball. The more opportunities we get to watch them play, I'm all for it. If Kyrie can sit courtside without a mask, it's stupid that he can't just walk two steps and play in the game. Yeah. I'm glad it's just behind us. Just let those dudes play basketball. And now they're going to be serious come playoff time, because that was always my question. Is Kyrie going to be able to play home games in the playoffs? And now it's looking like he will, and Brooklyn's going to be serious in the playoffs. And I know a lot of people don't want to see them, you know, in that first round, assuming they make it out the play-in.
Yeah. We're heading toward a play-in where the only place that Kyrie can't play is in Toronto, and it looks like that's where they're going to play.
That's who they're going to play.
Which is just kind of unbelievable, which is kind of a funny ending here. The Warriors, they were without Steph Curry. They're without Klay Thompson. They're without Draymond Green. No Andre Iguodala, not even Otto Porter Jr. And they still win this game in Miami, 118 to 104. The Warriors bench outscored the Heat 42 to 13, and Will, tempers flared. There was a big kerfuffle that erupted. Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslam wanted to do something to Jimmy Butler. He was so mad. There's some fan videos floating out there. Worth your time, I would say. But Will, big deal or nah?
I mean, this was kind of like carried over from all of my UFC fans out there. There was a fight in Miami between Jorge Masvidal and my man Kobe Covington at a Miami restaurant. They brought it to the court between Udonis Haslam and Eric Spoelstra. Like, they're by the tag team Jimmy Butler. Like, that was such a weird thing that was going on the bench. And what was weird about it is, like, it just kept going. Like, they like spread them apart. Jimmy Butler kind of walked away, and Spo got up and started following them. And they kept talking, and they kind of walked around everybody and kept talking. It was weird.
Spoke through his clipboard. I mean, it just kept
going and going. And then you look from a different angle, it looked like Udonis Haslam was trying to fight Jimmy Butler on the bench, which is like crazy. I mean, I don't know really how to even feel about this, because we should probably talk about the game, because this is a really nice win for the Warriors. But like, I mean, Miami, they're the one seed in the East. You know, this is like serious if this has an effect on them going into the playoffs. Again, as we mentioned before, if they have to see maybe the Brooklyn Nets in the first round and you got internal stuff going on, I mean, this might be a real issue. Or maybe it's just, you know, heat culture, we fight each other and then we hug it out, and who knows?
Yeah. Post game, they acted like it was no big deal. This is just kind of what you do. I don't know. I cover a team full of children, so I don't know what it's like to cover men who argue. Anyhow, the Warriors, that's what this game is really about, is that the young guys for the Warriors showed up. Jordan Poole tonight did his best Steph Curry impression, man. 30 points, 7 of 13 from 3, 9 assists, 4 boards. He had 2 banked in threes from like way out there on the left wing. He hit one, and then it wasn't that long after that he hit another one. I thought that maybe I had accidentally like hit you know, rewind on League Pass or something. But no, like he did it twice. Just it was just his night. It was his world, and we're all just living in it.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole might be the number one guy in the league where, like, he releases it and you have no idea where it's going. Like, it might be a splash. Yeah. It might smack upside the side of the backboard. But, like, who knows? But he's shooting it with 100% confidence every time. And he's balling out for that, man. You got to give that staff a lot of credit for what they've done to develop Jordan Poole, especially for moments like this where the Warriors sit out and they have those guys going. And you didn't even mention this was one night after Draymond said, my team is playing soft.
Yeah.
My team is playing scared.
The Magic.
They got, I want to say got killed by the Magic. Really, it wasn't, but that's what it felt like when you lose to the Magic.
You lose to the Magic, you're killed. Yeah.
You lose. Draymond said it himself. That's one of the worst teams in the league. And we scored 90 points against them. I mean, they come off of that and then win this game in Miami. You got to give them a lot of credit because they just needed this. There's been, you know, a lot of losses there lately, you know, trying to get it right with Draymond and Clay. They just needed a good win just to feel good about themselves and Golden State. So this is a big time effort from Jordan Poole and Kuminga, 22 points, man. I'm keeping my eye on Kuminga because, oh, man, if he can really turn into something for them in the playoffs, I think that gives them a different level of size, different level of athleticism that they're going to need. Just a big time win for Golden State for sure.
Yeah, Kuminga was great. He showed a lot tonight. He had it on the drive. He was cutting. He hit a turnaround jumper. I mean, he was scoring in a lot of ways tonight and unfortunately fouled out of this game. But he's a monster. And
he's so
really,
good.
Really young and going to get much bigger, much stronger, and much better. Yeah, definitely the Warriors have something here.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Celtics continue to just cook the league as they beat the Jazz 125-97. Jason Tatum with 25, Jalen Brown with 26. The Celtics went up 39-24 and never looked back. The Suns came from behind to beat the Timberwolves 125-116, a career high 35 points for DeAndre Ayton, who now has more made hook shots than made dunks this season, according to the 4-point play on Twitter. In OKC.
Hilarious.
I know that was such a fun stat when I said that.
Can we jump on this Phoenix game right quick? Because Devin Booker looked like he wanted to fight the entire Minnesota bench at the end of this game. I don't know if you saw it. He was going crazy after this end of this game. Got a tech. He got a dunk and transition over D-Lo and started talking trash to him. I don't know what was going on with Devin Booker, but he had it on his mind tonight. That was fun to watch.
I can't wait to watch this Timberwolves team in the playoffs. They're going to just – they're going to piss off an entire team and an entire fan base no matter who it is. Like, I just cannot wait to see them play whoever it is.
Yeah.
Well, in OKC, it's Teo Maladone versus Ignas Brazdeikis. It's the Tankathon battle of the season. In
all
a game
the
where there's two teams, one mission, lose. Who wants it more, Will? I'll tell you who wanted it more. It was the Magic. They lost 118-102. To an Isaiah Roby, Olivier Saar front court. Also, Rumble tried to shoot Robin Lopez with a t-shirt cannon and saw it with my very eyes. Almost happened. In Detroit, the Pistons smashed the Hawks 122-101. The Pistons had 8 players in double figures tonight, including Jeremy Grant with 21, 8, and 4. The Mavs beat the Rockets without Luka Doncic 110-91, led by Jalen Brunson's 28 points. The Mavs are now even with the Jazz at 45-28. Will, who you got in this 4-5 matchup in the West?
Oh, man, it's going to be very interesting because the first thing I want to say about this series is whoever loses is going to be very, very upset about losing in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, Utah, you know, we've talked about it a million times, what they've got going on and how much it would mean for them if they lose in the first round. But, you know, that clock is always ticking when you got a guy like Luka Doncic. And if you lose in the first round, fresh off of trading KP, then they're going to have a lot of questions to answer out there in Dallas. They got their own drama out there going on with Mark Cuban and some other stuff we could talk about. So, yeah, I think – whoever loses that series is going to be serious, but I just can't wait. If it probably is going to happen, if we get a whole lot of Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell shootouts in the fourth quarter, just a whole bunch of step back threes, just give me all of that. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, it's like a broken record whenever we talk about Utah, but I feel like this is another series where small ball is going to come out. I can see it already now. Dorian Finney-Smith playing center, Rudy Gobert coming out to the perimeter. Can they get it done? Can they manage the small ball? Is it going to be drama in Utah? I feel it coming. And, I mean, Luka Doncic is the last guy you want to see when there's confusion on defense, when you're uncomfortable on defense. He's just going to pick you apart and make it look easy. So I think it's going to be a huge test for Utah and everything they've been proving that, yeah, we can do it. It's not that big a deal. We can make it happen against small ball. Well, all right. You got another, you know, fastball coming straight at you.
The 76ers beat the Lakers 126-121, Embiid with 30-10, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. The Lakers tried hard in this one, but with no LeBron, they couldn't pull this out. The Kings beat the Pacers 110-109, rookie Davion Mitchell with 25 points and 7 assists. The Knicks put an end to the Hornets' 5-game win streak with a 121-106 win in Charlotte. The Knicks opened this game with a 40-24 first quarter, and the Hornets could never catch up. RJ Barrett finished with 30 points. The Spurs beat a team starting Chris Dunn at point guard in 2022. And that's going to do it for today's show. Point of Contention is next. Will, send us out.
Ding, ding.